Welcome. You may have a seat.
Good morning, church. If you would like to give today, there is an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mornvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery and ARC Sunday School will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Sunday school for ages 4 to grade 5 and nursery infant to 3 years old. Our youth group is meeting on Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the church. We are trying to update our church directory, so if you are newer to the church and would like your name in the new directory or your information has changed, please fill out the form at the Welcome Center. We will be doing baptisms this summer, so if you would like to learn more about this, contact the office and talk to Pastor Lewis. Thank you for all those who helped with soup and pie last Sunday. It was very successful, thanks to all. Our next event will be the church picnic on June the 16th, rain or shine. And if you would like prayer today, there will be people stationed in the back corner that will pray for you. Thank you.
I wasn't really listening, so I don't know if Ernie said this or not. Confession time. Youth is at 6:30 this week. We are going to Aspen. Did he say that?
No.
Okay. No, I wasn't paying attention. Okay. Also, I want to take a minute to share before we sing some more. But it just was on my heart this week that there's a lot of people here that have known me for a very long time. And a lot of people that don't, and that's the nature of life and community. But I think that you get sort of a picture of who you think we are when we're up front, like if you're someone who's up front. And I don't want to present something that's false. Don't worry, it's not gonna be that kind of confession, Lewis. I have a lot of joy. And I have a lot of energy that is directly from the Holy Spirit. He gives me a lot of energy for things like music and the children because I love it, and it's just an easy way for me to worship him. But that is not natural. That is the supernatural work of God. He has delivered me over the years from so much anxiety and pride and the other things like that that weighed me down. And he's freed me from that. So I just want to make sure that anybody that doesn't know my full story, that's the one-sentence synopsis. If you see something in me that's interesting, it's Jesus. That's all I have to say. So please stand, and let's worship him together.
I want to see you.
I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you holy.
You will reign forever. Who has felt the nails upon his hands, bearing all the guilt of sinful men? God eternal, humbled to the grave, Jesus Savior, risen now to reign. Behold our God seated on his throne. Come, let us adore him. Behold our King, nothing can compare. Come, let us adore him.
Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing when your love came down. I could sing of your love forever. 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 Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing when your love came down. I could sing of your love forever. 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 Oh, I feel like dancing. It's foolishness, I know. When the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love. I will sing of your love forever. 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 We will. So why not start now? Over the mountains.
Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing when your love came down. I could sing of your love. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever.
just thank you, Lord, that you love us. Sometimes that's the only thing we need to think about. And I just pray that this morning through your Holy Spirit, that your love would just resonate with every single person here and it would spill over to the community and the world beyond. And that we would have so many more friends to sing with an eternity of your love. So help us to just carry forward with that song for the rest of the day. In your name, Jesus, amen. Kids, you're now free to go to Sunday school, and it is greeting time. Where's your family today?
Good morning. I have an announcement to make. Youth is at 6:30 this week. Just another thing. We continue to have more and more children in our Sunday school, which means we need more and more teachers. And if you have ever thought about teaching and maybe haven't taught before, we can walk you through all that. But it's just a great thing for our children. Something that we have talked about as a leadership and emphasized is the 4:14 window. And they say if children come to church and Sunday school from between 4 and 14, 70% of them spend the rest of their lives serving God. And so it's crucial what's happening in our children's lives. Thea started with confessions. I'm going to make a confession. Ever since I can remember, I've been paralyzed with fear. It might have started when that rooster attacked me. I don't know. but all through my life until at some point when I was pastoring here. And the scripture says this, the love of God will cast out all fear. And it was actually the truth of the scriptures that started setting me free from fear. And so today, this morning, as we pray, I don't know what's going on in your lives or what challenges you're experiencing. One of the things that we do in Alpha is we teach people to pray like this, with an openness and surrender to allow God to come and fill us. And so whatever that may be in your life this morning, as we pray, I just encourage you to give yourself to God and invite him to work in whatever area he wants to do in your life. Just like he wants to set Thea free, he wants to set me free, he wants to set you free. Mm-hmm. This morning we're going to be using 1 Peter to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration in 1 Peter 2, 4 to 5, come to Christ, who is the living cornerstone of God's temple. He was rejected by the people, but he's precious to God who chose him. And now God is building you as living stones into a spiritual temple. What's more, you are God's holy priests who offer the spiritual sacrifice that please him because of Jesus Christ. Let's come before Christ as his holy people. Bring our praise and adoration before him as our spiritual sacrifice this morning. In confession, 1 Peter 1, 13 to 15. So think clearly and exercise self-control. Obey God because you're his children. Don't slip back into your old ways of doing evil. But now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you to be his children is holy. As children of God, we want to imitate our Father. We desire to be holy just as he is holy. In confession now, we bring our many failures before God, who will cast them away as far as the east is from the west. He longs to cleanse us and clothe us with the holiness of Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for the forgiveness of sin. Thanksgiving chapter 4, verse 10. In his kindness, God called you to his eternal glory by means of Jesus Christ. After you've suffered a little while, he will restore, support, and strengthen you, and he will place you on a firm foundation. All power is his forever and ever. Amen. These verses remind us that God is always our helper and sustainer, even amidst suffering and difficulty. Let us be thankful for the ways that he has already restored, supported, and strengthened us. Thank you, Jesus, that you care about all the things that are happening in our lives. Supplication, chapter 4, verse 6. So humble yourself under the mighty power of God, and in his good time he'll honor you. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares what's happening to you. We can be confident of his concern of our lives. He is ever present with us. Let us bring our burdens and requests before him now. We pray for Kaylin and Remy, Elaine and Herb, for Jerry and Gloria, Lou and Harold, for Jarek and Jamin, Sabrina and Michael, Oliver and Michaela, Brad and Terry Lynn's family, for Shannon and Cam, Matthew and Trina, Carter and Janelia, Joe's healing, James and Tara, Miranda and Brett and their family. Places around the world, Taiwan, Turkestan, Ukraine, Iran, Sudan, Israel, Gaza, Lebanon. God, we pray for peace. In our own country of Canada, United States, God, we pray for healing. That you would come and have your way in our world and in our lives. And then all the unspoken requests, we give these to you, our good and great God. You know how to meet us like nobody else. And so, God, I pray you come with your grace, your love and forgiveness, and meet us, heal us. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
This morning's reading is Psalm 121, 1-8. I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel never slumbers or sleeps. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever. Amen.
There is a truth older than the ages. There is a promise of things yet to come. There is one born for our salvation, Jesus. There is a kingdom that forever reigns. There is freedom from the chains that bind us. Jesus, Jesus. Who walks on the waters, who speaks to the sea, who stands in the fire beside me. Times of trouble, there is a song that comforts in the night. There is a voice that calms the storm that rages. He is Jesus, Jesus, who walks on the waters, who speaks to the sea, who stands. He carries my healing in his Jesus. There is no one like you, Jesus.